Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today on 97.1 FM Talk. Congratulations to, who did you say from St. Charles?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah is going to the golf show. So thank you very much for listening, Jeremiah. We are going to have more tickets to give away in the next hour. In the meantime, Paul Hall is joining us from Comic Guy Phil's. Paul, how are you?
I'm good. I'm still in shock. I'm trying to get over the Henge comment from the tail end of the last couple minutes there, the Henge versus Benge. I think it's a Hinge. It's a Hinge, right? So that would make it a Binge.
Or Binge.
As well.
No, it's Binge.
Evidently, I can't say Binge correctly.
But you just did.
Right, okay.
Just did. Yeah.
So was I saying Binge?
You were saying with
bend. I was saying yeah. Binge, not Binge.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I have to tell you, though, why Steve Guttenberg got the role in Police Academy. It's real simple.
Please do.
Okay.
All right. He was backed by the Stonecutters. Now, those of you who have seen The Simpsons know this.
Yes.
Who makes Steve Guttenberg a star? The Stonecutters do. So
okay.
The Simpsons reference, it goes, it's very obscure, but
no,
I
it's a deep
sing,
cut, but it's good.
I could sing the song, but the phone might disconnect. I don't know.
Or we could love it.
Well, Paul, I'm excited. I'm excited about this back in action on Netflix with Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz. They have been promoting this for the longest time, and today is the day that this comes out, right?
Yeah, it opened up on your Netflix stream early this morning while I was fast asleep, but it's out there for you now. And I mean, come on, Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz, are there two people we just kind of like more than them?
It's so great. Like, and so why did she come out of retirement? Like, what
she
was up?
Said that she was focusing on motherhood,
and so now
and
she's
trying
decided,
to survive.
Yeah,
and
well,
now
no,
she's
I respect
out.
That,
yes.
But I'm like, you know, it's good to have her back.
That's what I read.
We've got a clip of this real quick, Paul. Let's play this clip real quick.
We were operatives for the CIA.
Like Jason Blunt?
Yeah, but we remember stuff.
Yeah. I knew you guys were lying about something, but I never thought you were cool enough to be spies.
So, Paul, this sounds like it's an action comedy. Is that a fair...
Yeah, that's a fair estimation of it there, Mike. It's basically, we've seen this kind of formula before with, you know, kind of the fish out of water. Basically, they, in the beginning of the film, right off the bat, they have a CIA mission that goes wrong, and they drop out of sight and leave the agency because Emily happens to be pregnant.
What?
So they move to the suburbs, and they become just Matt and Emily, the neighbors down the block. Their kids don't think they're very impressive. They're just mom and dad. They don't have any history, but as you heard, they find out real quick that, yes, they do have a history, and there's more to them than meets the eye. They dropped out of sight for, roughly 14 years, and then they're back on the scene, kind of mimicking what we're dealing with Cameron and whatnot here. They just want to be parents, and that ride then takes a different turn. The cool part about this movie that I liked a lot was its relevance to parents dealing with their teen kids. And there's a lot of moments in here that I laughed, especially in the first half or so of the movie, when they were dealing with those kind of topical issues that pop up that we've all had to deal with in one way, shape, or form in the act of raising a child that goes through that teenage years. After that, it gets real formulaic when it comes to the action. And that is the only downfall here. Now, this is kind of like comfort food. If it's cold out, and we know that happens, and if it's snowy or whatnot, we know that happens, you just want to sit back and relax and throw something on in the background and have a good time. This is that type of movie. You're not going to be offended. It's PG-13. It runs just under 2 hours, so you can get the whole family involved to watch it versus having to hide every other scene. It's a very pleasant movie. Is it a great movie? No, it's not great, but to see those two, as well as Glenn Close and Kyle Chandler back in the cast, it's a decent time.
Kyle Chandler. I woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now Jane's interested.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
The second one we were going to talk about, we've got a clip from Prime Video called Unstoppable.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So why do you do this? Why do you wrestle?
When people look at me, the first thing they see is what's missing. If I win, having one leg won't be the most important thing about me.
So this is a wrestling movie?
Based on a true story, and I don't know, think through your memory banks, back to 2011, Anthony Robles was a wrestler who was trying to make it in NCAA wrestling. He moved from high school wrestling, where he was the state champ. He was national champ. And what did he want to do? Wrestle in college. And he wanted to go to Iowa, but Iowa wouldn't take him. So he walked on at his native, in his area, Arizona State University, and went for it. He walked on with Don Cheadle, plays his coach here. Anthony actually shows up in the movie, and it's that whole process of trying to overcome odds. Imagine that. You're sitting on the top level of wrestling with one leg. While everybody else can really dominate you with their two legs, you have to learn to do everything with one. And spoiler alert, he does a lot along the way. This is based on a true story, so don't look up what it was that he did if you don't know it already. Just let yourself go on the ride. Jennifer Lopez is along here, as well as, like I said, Don Cheadle, Michael Pena. These are actors you like to see work, and this is a story you like to see work. And I've never not liked Bobby Cannavale in a role here. He was a jerk, and he was supposed to be a jerk, and he was really good at it.
he was really good at being a jerk. You got to love that. Know your strengths and play to it. Hey, number 3 is an update on our family.
When I was on my pregnancy journey, I looked to the mom vlogging world.
Hey guys, welcome to the channel.
It felt like a community, and you're going to share it all.
My family channel started when I wanted to start trying to have kids.
As a follower and someone who watches this, you're just along for the ride. It's so raw.
So this is on Cinemax?
Max.
Max.
The streaming service Max, yep. first episode of a 3-episode series. So you're not going to be able to binge it all at once. Sorry, Jane. Yeah. It takes you out here. But, you know, it's we go to YouTube for everything these days.
This
you know,
true.
You see a stream of everything you do, whether it's a show like this or whether it's, you know, how to fix the door on your garage. This is about mommy vlogging, and I didn't know this was as big a thing as it was. I watch a lot of YouTube, but mommy vlogging was a big thing, and this is a tale of a pair of individuals, a man and a woman, who raise their family for everybody to see, a la the Kardashians, but on a real-life level. It takes a pretty interesting turn in the middle of this.
In the middle of the series?
Yeah, so I've seen the whole series.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say I kind of skip ahead a little in what I can tell you and can't tell you. But this first episode will take you to the first part and introduce you to his family. And you kind of think, all right, everything's cool. It will turn in episodes 2 and 3 into as much of a investigative drama onto what happened. Because in the beginning, they say, what happened to Huxley? That's the question from the get-go here. It's their family, but their family has flaws like everybody does. It's a fascinating series for folks who like to watch YouTube videos about the behind the scenes of that kind of lifestyle.
Well, that
are these
be
people weirdos? Are we watching weirdos?
That's a
I
solid
so.
Question.
You know,
let's just say it this way. If they weren't a little weird,
I know,
they
right?
wouldn't have a series.
Well,
I was
true.
Just watching the, you know, the documentary on Jerry Springer. And so, you know, I'm sort of like, you know, weird cells, but
my wife is still watches all the time the whole Sister Wives thing, even though that's just been a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
She still tunes in and watches it burn.
Yeah. Okay.
It just
well, and on
goes
YouTube,
there.
It's all about getting those eyes to stick. So
true.
They
yeah.
have to do things to get you to tune in or they don't get paid. It's
that's
not like
true.
Some cases, you know, a show like the Kardashians, for instance, they're getting paid before they even get views. These guys, if
regular
you don't tune in, if you
don't
watch their ads,
that's right.
You're
hey,
not getting paid.
One of the things that I had Fred ask you about, because you turned me on to Night Agent. When it first came out, and I was like, hey, that was awesome. You turned me on to that. You turned me on to The Diplomat, which I just binged. I just finished watching. I'm going to quit saying that. I just finished watching the second series of The Diplomat. That was pretty amazing.
Great show.
So Night Agent is coming back soon, right?
Yeah, season 2 is right around the corner. And if I was talking to you next week, Mike, I could officially say more. I can't say a ton about it yet, other than it will be back up on Netflix next week on Thursday, the 23rd. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to catch, I believe, all the episodes. I was trying to get total confirmation on that, but I didn't get that yet. You will at least get to see the first couple. I believe it's dropping all episodes on the 23rd. To catch back up, and Gabe Basso is back in the lead role as Peter Sutherland. It will take you on another journey that will scour a lot of places. Yeah,
Gabe Basso is a St. Louisan. His father was a lawyer here in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
St. Louisan.
I did not know that.
And did you know that Peter Skarsgård is a St. Louisan?
I didn't know about Peter Skarsgård. No,
neither did I till yesterday, and I'm from here. So
September 5th, see that movie with him in it.
I know.
That's out there right now, and he's really good as Rune Arledge in that movie.
Rune Arledge. In St. Louis. I'm dying to see that movie.
And Paul, I don't know if you know this, but I'm not originally from St. Louis, but I find it very interesting that people who are from St. Louis, if you have spent any time at all in St. Louis, they claim you as a St. Louisan. It happens.
That is 100% accurate.
All the time.
He was born at the Scott Air Force Base, for anyone wondering.
Well, there you go.
See?
So legit there.
Legit.
Hey, the CCA Awards got postponed again because of the fire, right?
Yeah, we moved them to the 26th, and I know Mark and I talked when they first moved that seemed to be ambitious. Turns out it is. Now they're postponed kind of indefinitely. The talk is they'll be sometime in February. But the question is, you know, how and what will they look like? We had to do all our balloting last week after I got off the air. Here I went through and did my ballot. My daughter watched me and kind of just was watching with awe as I'm going through and kind of choosing between some things that were real close in my mind. But they pushed they made us cast their ballot, but the awards are actually going to be back on E. They'll rerun the next day starting on Peacock, so you'll get to see them. I just right now, they haven't confirmed a date yet, It will be most likely sometime in February, and when they do, you guys will be the first to know.
And real quick, before we get out of here, we lost Bob Uecker.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, you know, I've got to add a few words here, and I apologize for taking up some movie time about this, but the man was one of those people who made my weekends better for my entire life, especially. And the reason I say my weekends was the biggest time I would listen to baseball on the radio, I'd put in my AirPods and cut my grass. And I would love to do that. And there was just something about hearing Bob Uecker's voice and his stories on the other end. St. Louis people can always look back to the days of Jack Buck. And there's a certain ability that's gone today. I went back and spent most of my day yesterday watching old clips of Uecker and all old calls of Uecker.
Commercials.
And people don't understand, and I tried to explain to my daughter how being on Johnny Carson over 100 times just doesn't happen anymore. There's not a person or a show that's something that goes on
right
across the country. They don't understand how big Carson was and how important it was for Uecker and to set him up for Major League and the other things he did after the fact. The man was the funniest person in the world. To listen to him on the radio was a total joy, and he's totally going to be missed by not only Milwaukee, but everybody around the country, as witnessed by the number of shout-outs from people like the WWE, who he did WrestleMania for them, mm-hmm. from people that were associated with Al Michaels and Tim McCarver and some of the others that have been around him. The man was special. Just, it's a definite loss for baseball.
It's a definite loss for all of us.
Yes. Major League is one of the most underrated movies in all of time.
Well, Paul,
and that holds up.
It does.
It holds up. I watched it just a couple weeks ago, and I had some special interest because some of that was filmed near where I was at the time. And it holds up. And Uecker's call in that holds up.
Was perfect.
So sorry to take up your time with that, but
no,
that's
awesome.
Something that I really, really am passionate about.
Well, Paul, we appreciate the time today. I always like filling in on Fridays because I get to hear from you. If people want to follow you, how do they do that?
ComicGuy.com. I got the Night Agent trailer up on X right now. So if you want to see season 2 trailer, go over to Common Guy's Film Reviews on X.
I appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
We are going to talk a little sports with Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director on the other side. It is Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today at 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.